Blog Talk Radio.
Show. If you'd like to give us a call today, give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. We'll be discussing a couple of things from over the past few weeks, and also we'll be taking calls or readings. But please check out our page on Facebook and also the website, where there's a link on the page where you can check that out. There's some information there, including a meditation video. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
I got life. I've got life. I've got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you.
Happy Tuesday. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Ninya and Bude. It's just fake French accent. Why are you making faces at me for?
I can't hear you. It keeps breaking up.
You can't hear
me? I thought it was just the sound of the music, but...
Really? Let me see who's in the room. Gemini Diva, can you hear us okay? If you can type. Do I sound funky still?
Yeah, it's still breaking up.
It's breaking up. But it may not be breaking up to anyone else. Hold on.
Is yours breaking up?
No, I hear it just fine. Hold on a moment.
Let me just check something with the...
Okay.
Try and play the show on an Instagram. Sorry.
Okay. Well, why don't I, we have a couple people in the queue, but why don't I play another song and we'll check our sound. And if, if anybody's able to get into the chat room to tell us how we sound. Oh, wait a minute. You're listening.
Sorry, I was trying to listen to the show while we were talking. So if you get to a song, I won't be able to check to see if you're breaking up.
Oh.
I don't know what's up with it.
Does it sound like it's breaking up when you hear it? Oh, yeah,
No, it sounds all right. I mean, the broadcast is fine, but...
Okay, all right, well, then let's just not worry about it. Who cares what we think?
But I won't be able to... Anyway, yeah, I just won't be able to have a good conversation with you.
Well, since when have we had a good conversation?
What?
Okay. All right. So, what do you want to talk about today?
Sorry. It's kind of throwing me off now.
Anything happened last week that you wanted to talk about?
Sorry.
Did anything happen last week that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, let's play another song to get this sorted out. And we have quite a few people in the queue. We see you there. We just want to make sure everything's straight. But yeah, let me get something good going. Something with a couple of minutes on it. I got a good one. Okay, we'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth Radio. We're just trying to get some sound things situated, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hold on. This thing is being annoying. Okay.
Why? Wow. you. That was pure joy of being here. I mean, that's great. That was Mike Gosson on piano.
And we're back. That was David Bowie and Wild as the Wind, a Nina Simone cover. And that was a Nina Simone song that we heard in the first place, I Ain't Got No, or I've Got Life. So how do we sound? How do we sound, Bill?
It's still making up.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's try to not let it get annoying. But why don't we do this? Sit back and chill out. Let's take a caller. Okay.
All right.
And
I probably won't be able to hear what they're saying. So if you ask me my opinion on something, I might not be able to.
I wonder if it's this headset that I'm using, honestly.
No, because it's fine when you play it back. It must be the connection via Skype.
Okay. All right.
It's a crappy signal or something.
Okay. Take. All right. Well, let's take a call. We're going to take the caller at 805, this Broken Earth radio show. This is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hi, Nunu. Hi, Bill. My name's Donna. Hi. And I wanted to know how my finances would be getting better and if you saw perhaps me meeting a guy pretty soon.
Okay, one question, sample reading.
Okay. I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better then.
Okay, all right. Let's see. What I want to do is I want to look and see just what's happening. I may have something to ask you. I'm actually getting something tugging at my hair. But let me just kind of look and see what I see first, and bear with me just a moment, okay? Hold on just a moment. Okay. All right, finances. Okay. All right, now, have you been being promised a raise?
No, I've been promised that I would be in my friend's trust.
Okay, all right. What you're basically being told, there's two issues. One of these is not to, this is kind of hard, not to believe everything that you're hearing and to actually leave this idea of thinking. So this is kind of frustrating, okay? But it actually does look like there's going to be some changes coming up here kind of soon. And when this happens, it just kind of looks like things are just sort of not moving. So if you've had a friend that is telling you, like, I'm sorry to ask you this question, but do you have someone that's supposed to be passing soon? I mean, is this the friend?
He's older and he's ill. He's been my friend for 30 years.
Okay. Basically, it looks like there might be something that's happening around August in regards to this. So we'll kind of look and we'll see what we just, you know, this is one of those things we have to watch and see what happens.
Yeah,
but when
he
that
has
happens.
Said, huh?
Go on.
Oh, he has said to me that he would like to move to the West Coast and buy a home and that he would also leave me the home. And I'm just wondering and he said, you know, that might happen in August, I'm thinking.
Well, there's something that happens in August, okay? And it looks like when that happens, what's kind of frustrating is it doesn't really look like anything changes. It kind of looks like he might be thinking about this or just, you know, maybe wanting to do this or maybe even just telling you these things to keep you around. But just don't put your, don't make this your retirement plan. Okay. That's just, okay. One of the things that I, and I'm just going to drop this to you real quickly because I know that what you're hearing is not what you really wanted to hear. When you asked me a question of are my finances going to change, my guides were just like about to pull my hair out of my head telling me to ask you what are you doing to make anything different. So and I'm not seeing anything. So how can anything be different in the future if what you're doing today is the same? And so that's what I want you to think about. That's what I want you to kind of savor. And I'm sorry I can't tell you something fabulous today, sweetheart, but just think about those things And, you know, maybe you might want to have a real good thorough read that's actually all about you and not on the air. And if that's the case, you know, just get in touch with me under Facebook, Broken Earth Radio, Psychic Nunu, et cetera, and we'll kind of look at some different options that you have. But right now, sweetie, it looks like where you are is what's happening. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Donna. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Okay. All right. So now, can you hear me okay?
I presume so. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about some things that are coming up or some things that are going on in the news.
Okay. I found a way around. Let me send you up. God, this is annoying. Why is it?
Well, maybe let me try to change headset. I'm serious because
it's not your headset. That's what I'm saying. Because it sounds all right. I played the show back.
Right.
We both sound fine. Just every freaking week there's
something wrong.
Yeah, and I'm really starting to get annoyed about it. But what I've done, I've turned you up on the air anyway.
Okay.
I know it probably sounds really boring to the listeners.
Maybe.
Talk about some stuff that's going to help my mood. A controversial new tax for the amount of rain that falls on homes has been imposed by an environmentally friendly governor. The storm management fee will be enforced in the U.S. state of Maryland after a decree from Democrat leader Martin O'Malley. It was passed by the state legislature last year to raise revenue to comply with an order from the Environmental Protection Agency to clean up the, what does that say? Chesapeake Bay?
Right.
Estuary, according to the Maryland Reported. However, critics say the fees impose a financial burden on Marylanders while the state struggles to recover from recession. They argue that it is unreasonable to expect cash-strapped citizens to pay these fees when they also have to pay more gas taxes, payroll taxes, and income taxes. Former Republican Senator candidate Dan Bongino claimed that tax would be calculated through satellite surveillance. He also criticized out-of-touch politician aristocrats in Maryland would be threatening to diminish your economic liberty and starve your wallet while padding theirs. Fees will be calculated on the surface area of properties, as a theory is that roofs, driveways, car parks create more potential for drainage problems and water contamination. Councils are supposed to determine how much charge per square foot, but the fee depends on the size of the building and surrounding paved areas. Montgomery Council Democrat Senator Richard Maddalena said the state could not avoid paying the expense because of deadline from the Environmental Protection Agency. When I look at this amendment, I'm reminded of saying, you can pay me now or you can pay me later, he said. So there you go, as stupid as that.
Wow. So they're going to start taxing people because it's raining.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, I mean, there was a case where somebody actually got arrested because he was collecting rainwater on his property. You know, I read that out a few shows ago. I can't remember. I don't know where he went to jail. I think he might go to jail, like, for 30 days, something, had to pay a stupid fine of something like $2,000 for collecting rain falls from the sky, you know.
Wow.
And then we went on to say, next they'll be taxing us for the air that we breathe.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Judging by how many breaths we take.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
my goodness.
You know,
rainwater.
That's helped my mood a bit, you know. That's angered me less. You know, I was watching Sandy Hook Fully Exposed on the internet. I told my dad about that, and he thought I was watching some kind of porn film.
Of course.
Doesn't sound like it, doesn't it? But you want to check that out. There's some, you know, wild conspiracy theorists. There's some things that don't add up with, you know, these events that happen, you know. I mean, people say, well, you know, you've got to believe the official story, and you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a truther. But, you know, you can ask questions. Like, example, one of the things, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to the situation and what's happened, but
right.
just one of the things I will point out, which is one of the fathers of the children died. There was a live camera on him, and you see him walking out to the building to make a statement, and he's like, oh, yeah, and he's laughing and stuff. Yeah, are we ready to start, yeah? And he's just laughing away. And then he goes, and he starts putting on upset kind of composure. After a moment ago, he was just laughing about stuff. I don't understand. It was like he was acting for it. But anyway, you go and have a look anyway on there and see what you think. But I just thought that was unusual.
And what's it called?
I think it was called... let me find it for you. It was something like Sandy Hook Fully Exposed. Was it that one? It's probably on that one, but I was watching. It was part one, part two. There's one on there. If you put Sandy Hook, and you go by view counts, it's like 11 million people that's watched it. So just check that out, you know.
And that's to anybody who's just tuning in. It's a documentary. I think it's actually bigger than little. What was it, like an hour long?
Yeah, well, I watched, there was part one and part two, but to be honest with you, I'd watched a couple of videos, you see, and a few of them tend to tie the same information in, but it's just how things didn't tie up, and, you know, I'm not saying it was this or that, or they did it and they didn't do it, or, you know, nobody died, or nobody got injured. I'm not saying that.
Right.
It's just, you know, there's some odd things. Which can probably only be explained better by these videos, judged from video evidence and things like, where's all the kids?
Right.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Why did they park an ambulance so far away from the school to wheel all the casualties? All that long distance, all the way up the drive, and anybody like blocked, all the cars are blocked, like blocking the inch. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to confuse things. Go and have a look anyway. It's just strange, and they arrested somebody in the woods, and then they didn't show that clip again, and the rifle was found in the boot of the car. It was never taken out, but they said that they used the rifle. It's just weird. There's actually evidence of them going to the back of the car and going, oh, here's the rifle in the back of the car all this time. He didn't use it. And there's like four guns found, four handguns. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, moving on.
What else has happened this past week? Or just has anything happened this past week other than everybody's family members dying?
Yeah, there's been stuff, but, you know. Sure, there's been plenty of things. I mean, I do my best every day, but working full time, you know, it's sometimes a struggle to get all the research in for the shows, you know.
I know.
I mean,
but
always
yeah.
have plenty, but you know what I mean? So, I mean,
I was just wondering, anything else?
There's probably stuff I've missed, but there is more. Daughter of a top Mexican official causes national controversy by sending health inspectors to shut down restaurants after she didn't get the table she wanted. A Mexican official's daughter has caused a scandal by sending his... Well, I've just read that. It's just the same title. It's the latest of several cases seeming arrogance by the wealthy and well-connected that have caused anger recently in a country with deep class divisions. Many people say string-pulling and influence-wielding are all too common in Mexico, where arguments with politicians' relatives often end with a threatening phrase, you don't know who you're messing with.
Wow.
The difference now is that the social media, such incidents go viral and force media reaction. As a society, we are fed up and disgusted with this, said writer Gudabodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodibodib fit the times. Let me skip here. blah, blah, blah. Benitez Trevino issued a statement apologizing for the inappropriate behavior of her daughter, Andrea. Well, daughter, should I say. Yes, I'm here. Why was that?
Okay, because you were quiet for a second. I thought maybe you were...
Yeah, there was a really big comma in the sentence. While he didn't explicitly say his daughter... I've just lost it. Here we go. She exaggerated the situation, and the officials of the Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection, which I had overreacted because it was my daughter, he wrote. Immediately upon hearing of the situation, I ordered the raid on the restaurant suspended.
What?
To avoid any excess.
They were going to raid it?
Yeah. I want that table there. No, you can't have that. It's reserved for somebody. But I want it. No, I'm afraid you can't. Quick, raid the restaurant. Shut them down. I know. It's just, I mean, the restaurant wasn't able to open for business on Sunday. But there was problems. It was on and, well, what the hell's going on? I mean, you know, some comments here. Let's have a look. People have said, oh, top rated comment, spoiled child. Next one is, the young girl would compensate the restaurant for loss of business, not her father. Next one, get a life, you sad child. Think about the staff who lost out on pay because of your selfish, narrow attitude. What a B, dash, dash, dash. So, yeah, I mean, well, I should try that. The McDonald's.
Your favorite chef? This is my favorite chef, McDonald's. And I'd like to have that seat right there. And it's the one... It's in the back, and it's a very private area. I prefer the one that's the very, very private room, and I can be almost by myself, and I can even go to the potty if I need to, right in that chair.
That's right, and they say, well, you can't have that one. And they go, right, that's unhealthy. Get the health inspectors in here to shut you down as if you got rats or maggots.
Because I want to eat in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you normally do. Looking for chocolate brownies. So there you go. That's that, which is stupid crazy. Damn right, stupid brat.
Well, don't be silly. It's just, it's you know what? It's,
stupid.
It's, but, you know, I'm not making any excuses for the way that people are or the way they think, but, you know. Some people are just like that. That's the only thing I can say. They'll figure it out in their own way.
I mean, okay, somebody gets annoyed because they can't have the table they want. We weren't there. We don't know the situation. We don't know what's, how it's escalated. But what's the health inspector going to do?
Just find something wrong, I suppose. Maybe the health inspectors are paid off to find things wrong. Or just the whole thought that somebody's coming in when you're not expecting them, they're going to find something wrong. You know, they might have chicken in the refrigerator.
Well, I understand if it was the only healthy table in the restaurant. That would make sense.
Well, you know, it's a brat, somebody who's very spoiled.
Yeah.
Somebody who's very spoiled. You know, this past full moon was the full pink moon, and I hope everybody took advantage of it because it was one of the most powerful full moons to manifest things. So I really hope people took advantage of that, making your moon water, making your moon teas or whatever, you know, manifesting that you did. Beltane's here, y'all. Whoop, whoop, Beltane and the Hizzy. And, you know, we just have a lot of hopefully awesome things coming up this summer. April has been the pits. April has really kind of been the pits for many, many people. I mean, just terrible. I mean, but you know what? We're coming towards the end, and hopefully May is going to, you know, bring, you know, April showers bring May flowers. So hopefully the tears that we've shed this past month are going to bring positive growth and positive things going into May and you know, the summertime. If anybody, you know, we do have some people in the queue. If anybody wants to give a call, give us a call. 347-215-8421. I think you want to listen to a song and then come back and then take a caller?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we'll do that. Bear with me just a moment, dears. And remember, this is Broken Earth Radio, Moon Bill, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
I saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, then I get you on the pink moon. Yes, pink moon. Pink.
Caller at 646. This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hey, this is Tony. How you guys doing today?
All right, Tony.
Hi, all right,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, go on. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna call. I was just gonna say I was, you know, looking for information in the area of career.
All right, Tony. So you're wanting to see if there's going to be some career changes for you soon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I need you to do is just relax, if you would, and bear with me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, all right. We need to talk about something here. It actually looks like you're trying to be successful in a career that's something that's a little bit more creative. Is that what you've been trying to do? Have you been trying to get into, like, entertainment?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Now, it actually does look like you are really good at what you do. You get lots of attention. The only thing is about you, I guess, getting the proper representation, because it does look like there actually might be some financial, like, loss. Like, there might be some bad choices made, or just some choices that you may have to make so that you can understand how the business really works.
Okay.
So I'm just going to kind of tell you what I see. It kind of looks like there's a point where somebody may be telling you that you need to pay them to do something, like take your pictures or something, okay, because it says there's some loss, and you're not really excited about doing this, but you're not really sure about what to do. And so you do it, and then it just kind of looks like, you know, you've got these things, but you're not sure of what to do with them. And then finally, it does look like you actually meet the right people to actually kind of get you where you're going, and that's where you start, making money. But the thing is, we probably just need to get you to the right representation, period. Because, you know, we might be able to bypass some of this frustration and just get you to the right place. So let me tell you something, and I want to kind of talk to you about life cycles. Life cycles are roughly the time between July of one year and July of the next. So let's say that you're trying to become an actor or a model or a singer or an athlete. You know, there's just something that you're trying to accomplish. You're in a really good life cycle for that right now, except your cycle is about to end. We have a new one starting in July. So we need you to take advantage of this time period to get some proper representation. Now, just share with me what it is what you're trying to do.
I'm actually trying to write, and specifically children's stories for now, although, you know, my palette is broader, but children's stories for now.
Okay, so now, as far as you... having like an editor I'm not really sure how this type of business necessarily works. All I know is that what I see is that you really need a good manager.
Gotcha.
Somebody that actually knows how the business works, or just a mentor, you know, someone that can mentor you so that you know exactly what you need to be doing, and you're not wasting your time by actually paying for your own books to be done, printed. You know what I mean? You actually want to have your product and see, you know, who may back you. It looks like you need to get some backing, but you need to get into the right spot to get that, okay? But it kind of looks like, from what I'm seeing, there's a point where this is something that you do accomplish, except you accomplish it by making some mistakes. You see what I mean? So if we can just get you to the right place at the right time, and right now is a perfect time for you, just try to see about finding an agent. That's the best thing I can tell you. Okay? Look online. I'm not quite sure how that business works, how publishing works, especially people that are, you know, famous authors, like, the woman who wrote Harry Potter and all that kind of stuff. But if you just kind of maybe read their bios and just kind of see what it took for them to get to a certain place, see what you can do with that information, okay? But I'm going to tell you, take advantage of your cycles, because it's not about failing, dear. It's about getting you into the right place at the right time and taking advantage of certain things. And you've got the next two cycles, a cycle after this one and the next, which are totally financial cycles, but they're laying latent right now, which basically means that if we can get you into the right place, to the right people, you're going to have the cycle we're approaching into, because it looks like you already have some stuff that you really need. The cycle you're approaching is called the Three of Coins, And when it's right side up, it means success. But then the next cycle after that is called windfalls, which means that it's just going to be after having one good book or just one good thing and getting enough attention after that, everything is just going to come to you a lot more easily. So we just need to get you into the right place at the right time. We're not accepting failure. We're just going right for what's going to be successful. So you're in a great time period. We just need to get you the representation. That's the only thing that's standing in between you and your dreams. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
Oh, it does.
All right, Tony.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and let us know how you're doing soon.
Definitely will do. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
They say it was written children's stories.
Yeah, children's
That's cool.
books.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It really is cool.
So, let me mention colloidal silver for a moment. Colloidal silver is supposed to help a lot of ailments. Loads of problems. You can check them out online. I won't go into too much depth with it. But my dad's actually ordered a colloidal silver generator it arrived about a week ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it uses... a form of electrolysis, and you got a silver rod, and you put it in distilled water and use this generator, and it creates silver particles in the water, and you digest it, you drink it.
Right.
And it's supposed to help a lot of ailments, because that's got ME, it's got some other problems, you know, it's going to see how he gets on with it. But if you're interested, you know, just to do some research on it and have a look. Colloidal silver, that's C-O-L-L-O-I-D-A-L, colloidal silver. You can check that out. There are other ways you can take it, you know. Some I can mention, some I can't. You know what I mean? But some ways it gets in the bloodstream better. I'm not talking about injecting it. I'm talking about sticking it somewhere.
A colloidal silver enema.
Yeah. So I actually tried some, not the enema. Actually ingested some, and it was kind of weird, you know. It kind of had a smooth, weird kind of texture to it. Even though it was just water, it might have just been me expecting more than just, you know, water. And it did have a bit of a metallic taste to it and that. But I think I mentioned, I don't know whether I said it on air, but... they used to put silver coins in the milk years and years ago,
right.
Like in the 1900s and that.
Right.
They put like a silver coin in their milk, and it would stop it from going bad. It would last, somebody did a test on YouTube, actually, where they put a silver coin in the milk, and they'd had one without the coin and one with it and one without. It was just left on the side, you know, not a refrigerator, and started to go cheesy after a few days. And I think it left for about 8 or 10 days. The one with the silver coin in it looked as good as the day that they put it in. So, you know, something cool going on there. But, you know, check it out, and I'll let you know how my dad gets on with it as well, because I'll be able to give you feedback. You know.
Well, you know, I knew a woman who used to take little silver every day, and she told me that, you know, it heals just about everything, right? And so I had got pink eye, and she had given me some to put in my, you know, and I put it in my eye. And I was also, and some people may not want to hear this, but I was also putting, I was putting Listerine in water, and I was taking a washcloth, and I was just, that's how I was cleaning my eye, with Listerine in water, you know, because it's a...
Isn't that mouthwash?
Yeah, and it's an astringent. It's Listerine. It had water with it, so it didn't burn. But the colloidal silver, I mean, my pink eye was gone in like a day and a half. I mean, it was gone. I mean, it was probably gone sooner than that. It's just that, you know. But she was telling me a story about a man that used to come into the store all the time, and he had been taking colloidal silver every day. I mean, he was almost like obsessed with it. But his eyes, the whites of his eyes were starting to look a little silver because he had so much silver in them. And, you know, so of course you can run the risk of heavy metal poisoning at that point. I don't mean rock and roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, but colloidal silver, if you do it right, silver is really good for you if you do it right. And also on True Blood, they used to they put colloidal silver in blood and they would kill the vampires.
Well,
but it kills vampires.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I know my mum won't like me saying this, but she did have a bit of a wart on her hand. She's probably going to make out she's some kind of warty, horrible witch. But it wasn't that bad, you know, just a bit of one. And it wasn't a horrible one. It was a nice wart if I ever did see one. Anyway, my dad's been putting a bit of the colloidal silver paste that's left over on it, and it looks like it's going down. He's been putting it on the walls.
Oh, good. Good, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. So yeah, check that out. You know, it might be some benefits. Don't know the I've witnessed the benefits firsthand yet, but you know, I'll see how my dad gets on with it.
And let everybody know. We'll let everybody know how it's working. But remember, do some research on it before you start doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doctors. Don't start shoving silver coins up your.
But
bum.
I do call myself the doctor.
When you're playing dress up.
No, I just call myself the doctor when I'm looking in the mirror. The doctor says you can drink this wine. The doctor says you can eat all the beignets you want. Put some chuk on your beignet.
We're talking about health. I don't know if I told you, I just bought myself an aerobic step. Did I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me you bought one of those.
Well, I only actually received it into my hands like Sunday evening. I haven't used it yet, but I want to do something, you know, that was going to be cardiovascular, which was going to be close to me going out running, and I run and it always.
Gonna
you know.
Gonna
you know
happen.
What I mean?
It's just not always going to happen.
Yeah. So I put myself this aerobic fitness step, and I need to find some actually on YouTube. But yeah, I thought, well, you know, it'd be cardiovascular, and I'm looking forward to using it. But not only that, I might be able to use it as like a kind of low bench. Me to boy, I don't want to do my weights lifting, you know. Like, but I've been getting up for the past couple of weeks. To start doing morning exercise.
Mm-hmm. Your morning constitution.
And yoga. Yeah. Sorry, I'm multitasking right now. But I used to get up in the mornings and do yoga and a little bit of a, it must have been a 10, 15 minutes exercise thing that I found on YouTube. It was called a morning exercise routine. And all kinds of just like videos spliced together, like Dolph Lundgren and things like that. And it was pretty good. And it worked out pretty well for me. But, I mean, that was a while ago. So I wanted to keep my evening free because after a day of work, I mean, the last thing you want to be doing is getting in, having something to eat and a shower. And when you've eaten, you know, you're going to feel drowsy and you've had a shower. You might have to get a shower again later on, depending on how much work you do. But the good thing about doing morning in the exercise in the morning is it's because you've been fasting all night, unless you're a sleep eater. You know, your body's on empty and it uses your fat reserves.
Right.
And I feel so much. Well, majority, probably about 80% of the time now in the mornings, I feel a lot better. So I feel so much more alert and. Walking to work doesn't seem like such, you know, like I'm walking through mud or anything because, you know, I just enjoy the morning more, like walking in and just feels, the air feels clear and that, but it's good. So I'd recommend it for anybody who wants to start trying that, if they want to do morning exercise instead of evening exercise. It's good. And, you know, I'm starting my, it's, not even been doing half weeks yet. I'm doing it. but I haven't lost weight. I've lost fat, but, you know, I've got big muscles, right? So that's probably just building up, but I was because I wanted to check out any aerobic, you know, beginner aerobics on YouTube, right? And I was like, oh, there's one. It's got, you know, 605,000 views, and it's got really good rating. Beginner step, it's what it says, fitness, beginner step aerobics, volume one, workout one. So that tells you, okay, put your left foot here, okay. You know what I mean?
But you're doing the hooky-pucky.
She just mental. And somebody's comment on it, it was freaking awesome. It was, someone said, is she taking the piss? I just got a hernia jumping around trying to keep up. It's on the rug and crashed through the coffee table. This is not a beginner's routine unless you're high on crack. And I said, I actually put a comment on the WTF. This is for beginners. Slow down, woman. Basic my ass. Which she replied to me yet. But it was just crazy. She's jumping around like a woman possessed. It's like, oh, slow down. I mean, and she's like, oh, to the left of the corner, kick the football, then down to the left, and then she starts doing some line dancing or some crap. I don't know.
I remember getting a DVD. It was beginning yoga, and it was also yoga that would be good for people who were pregnant. I'm like, okay, you know, anybody can do that. That was psychotic. I'm like, how can anybody do this and have a big, gigantic baby in front of them? So, I mean, yeah, there's some stuff that people are just expecting some miracles.
Yeah. Tell you what, I do the yoga in the mornings to limber myself up, ready to do lift some weights and that, you know.
Right.
And it's just because I've got loads of yoga routines there, but I mainly do a back stretching one just because I'm used to it. You know, there are some other ones there. I need to move on to them. But that'll probably be after a while of me getting into the routine. I really wanted to do 3 months because a lot of people seem to notice, you know, a significant difference with their physique over a three-month period. You know, like a three-month challenge, like P90X quadruple insane workout things, you know, which
right.
is probably more what I'm going to be doing. But, you know, I want to keep it up. Just the... years really, but I just want to see there's an improvement, you know, see what it's like after the 3 month mark, which is what a lot of people to go for, like the 90 day blah blah blah. But I'll do my own, but I'm not taking any protein shakes or anything like that. I'm just eating higher protein foods, you know, eating better breakfast after my workout, and you know, scrambled eggs on toast and like baked beans and fruit smoothies and stuff, you know. So I'll let you know how I get on, but it's been two and a half weeks or less, and I'm starting to notice a difference. But fortunately for me, my muscles have got a good memory, because I think I used to do a lot of work when I was younger, so I can quickly get back into it, you know. And
yeah.
It's important for me to do it as well, because I need to keep away those, what are those fatty lumps called? Yeah, something.
Yeah, I know what
my dad's
mean.
Got them all over his body, all over his arms, and it's important for me to keep my weight down so I don't get them. I do feel them. They're only like pea sized. Is it like, you know, bigger than that?
Well, yeah, I remember when I was on the plane and I was like, I saw this guy and he had them all over. Yeah. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, so yeah, I can keep it up, and you know, I do feel better for it, and it's just nice to get home after work and think, well, I've already done it. I can sit down and relax and my evening's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, the end.
Let's listen to a song.
Okay. And, you know, out of all the songs we're going to play, I want people to guess which one I've chosen.
If it's played. I'm just playing. Everybody, you know, we do have some people in the queue, but...
Take a ticket, sit down.
Yes. If you'd like to give us a call, if you want to have a sample reading, quick question, that sort of thing, or if there's anything that you'd like to share. If
you
anybody,
call it SimSam.
A SimSam?
Yeah.
That's true. A SimSam reading. If anybody has anything to share that's on topic, which is basically what's been happening in the world, or if anybody wants to talk about somebody that they've lost recently, or just, you know, express how they're feeling right now. If anybody wants to talk about just anything that is metaphysical and just, you know, just something on their mind, give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be back in a minute or a few minutes.
I was in the winter of my life, and the men I met along the road were my only summer. At night, I fell asleep with visions of myself dancing and laughing and crying with them. 3 years down the line of being on an endless world tour, and my memories of them were the only things that sustained me, and my only real happy times. I was a singer, not a very popular one. I once had dreams of becoming a beautiful poet, but upon an unfortunate series of events, saw those dreams dashed and divided like a million stars in the night sky that I wished on over and over again, sparkling and broken. But I didn't really mind, because I knew that it takes getting everything you ever wanted and then losing it to know what true freedom is. When the people I used to know found out what I had been doing, how I had been living, they asked me why. But there's no use in talking to people who have a home. They have no idea what it's like to seek safety in other people, for home to be wherever you lie your head. Always an unusual girl. My mother told me I had a chameleon soul. No moral compass pointing due north. No fixed personality. Just an inner indecisiveness that was as wide and as wavering as the ocean. And if I said I didn't plan for it to turn out this way, I'd be lying. I was born to be the other woman. I belonged to no one who belonged to everyone, who had nothing, who wanted everything. With a fire for every experience and an obsession for freedom that terrified me to the point that I couldn't even talk about, and pushed me to a nomadic point of madness that both dazzled and dizzied me.
Don't break me down. day we talked till dark. That's the way the road talks to be light till dark. Don't leave me now. Don't say goodbye.
How can we help you?
I just wanted a reading.
Okay, no problem. Nunu, take it away.
I'm here. What's your question?
Oh, that was fast. I'm going to have to wait. I have a couple of questions. What do you see with
my
love life?
We have one question. One question.
Okay, love life?
This is a sample reading. So you want to talk about your love life?
Yeah, what do you see with that?
All right, real quickly, what's your name?
Suzanne,
okay. All right, and what I need you to do, Suzanne, is just relax, just take a nice deep breath, and bear with me just a moment, okay? All right, let's see. All Okay, let's see. Emperor is when the truth is revealed. It's carelessness and negligence, stagnation. Okay. Oh boy. All right. So, I want to make sure where you are right now. Okay? Where you are right now. There's a man that I am seeing in the picture. There's a couple of things that are kind of frustrating. I'm just going to point blank ask you, have you been seeing someone that's actually with someone else?
I have no idea if they are not. I on and off saw somebody for over a year, and then I just went on a date with somebody four or five times. Too, and then I didn't know because they didn't have enough time. Only saw me once a week, busy with his kids, blah blah blah. And I don't know if it's going to be them that I'm still going to be with, or someone new, or.
Well, to keep it very simple. I mean, there's because, but I'm just going to be honest with you. It does not look like your love life is very simple at all, even though it may not feel like that necessarily. There's a lot of complex things that kind of seem like they're happening behind the scenes, but. It does actually look like there will be a second person that comes into your life, because there's a person who's here. There's another person that comes into your life, and you actually
there's two people that I like now a little bit. You don't see.
Oh, so there's already two people? Okay.
Well, one I went on five dates with, but then I didn't think he had enough time to date, really. So I don't know. And then the first person was like over a year, so I don't know if it's either those two or someone new.
Well, there's another one. I'm just going to put it this way. I see a completely different person. So maybe it's a third. Okay. There is
great.
A third person that's coming into the picture. To give you a time period, it just looks like it's your next step. So it's something that could be happening in a month, in a week. It's just next. Okay. There's another person. And I'm seeing a new start with that individual. And then it does look like you actually get some clarity on what's been going on with whoever you've been dealing with before he comes into the picture. Like you're actually getting some concrete clarity. But what's actually pretty interesting is that you are coming into a cycle. Now, whenever I talk to people about cycles, I'm talking about the time between summer to summer, July to July. The summer that you're going into of 2014, which is not the one coming up, but the next one, is actually a cycle that's about a husband. It's about you and a man together in your life. We just need to make sure that you're crossing that threshold with the right person. Now, what I can tell you is, you know, just because we talk doesn't mean big things are going to change, okay? But the cycle you're coming into is one that's actually called the High Priestess. And so in my readings, this is somebody who's a healer and a teacher. This also does represent somebody who's the other woman. So we've got to make sure that you are, you know, whatever you're learning, whatever you're processing, we need to make sure that everybody is completely available in your life. Okay?
That's the best advice I can give you.
Well, it does look like you're going to have some good options coming up, but for some reason, one of my issues is that where you already are, there's something going on where it seems like these people are not really 100% available. So hopefully our conversation now helps you choose the right person or know the right things to ask moving forward, okay?
Do you know anything about the person I'm going to meet?
Well, this all I can tell you is that he looks like he's ready. Okay, and other than that, you're asking for a real live reading, and we give those. Remember,
like nothing. What he looks like, nothing at all.
I'm seeing somebody with dark hair and fair skin, very very dark hair, like black hair. Okay, so, okay.
But you don't know what age or anything, or.
I'm not seeing him being somebody that is very old because he has black hair. I mean, I see very dark hair.
Yeah, the one person I want to date with five dates, he has very dark hair.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll just kind of see. We'll kind of see. But like I said, you're asking a lot of questions.
Oh, all right.
And
so
you need to get a real reading. need, this is for sample, sweetheart, and all the respect. All due respect. So give us, look us up on Facebook if you want to have some prime time and really get into it, and we can get down to it, okay? But remember,
all right, but you just see somebody new coming in.
I do. I really do.
Like in a week or a month or something like that.
It's just a step away. It's just a step away, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what you thinking?
Pardon?
I said, what you thinking? What'd you think about that song?
Well, I didn't hear it very well.
Because it was crackling? Well,
yeah,
it's called Ride by Lana Del Rey. It's actually
called what?
Ride.
Sorry, you say it up my time, the whole thing.
It's called Ride by Lana Del Rey. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's much better.
It's called Ride, like you're riding. Right. It's about a woman who
likes to ride.
Yeah, she likes bikers. Do I need to say it again?
No, that's fine. That's all
okay.
I need to know.
All right. But yeah, it's a nice song. I like that song. It's a good song.
Well, next week hopefully I'll have my new microphone set up, and everyone will be able to hear me in HD quality. But I'm waiting for some extension cables to arrive, so it'll be next week probably.
Okay, all right.
Because,
The chat room is so quiet today. Nobody's really saying anything. Everybody's just sitting around listening. Maybe people are cleaning house right now.
Cleaning the house?
Like they're cleaning house while they're listening.
How many people are asleep?
While they're listening.
Type that you're asleep.
If you're sleeping, leave a comment in the chat room. If you are asleeping, if you want some sugar for your beignet, leave a message in the chat room. We have been eating beignets like crazy for the past week.
What are they?
Are
they like crumpets in tea?
No. Beignets are little dough things. They're shaped like, they can be shaped like whatever you want to be shaped like.
More like female deers or?
Shaped like spiders. No, they're shaped like little dumplings. They're like little dumplings that are fried, and they put all kinds of powdered confectionery sugar on top of, and it's so good. It's so good.
See, well, I have gravy with my dumplings.
Well, those are not the same kind of dumpling.
Are they like donuts?
Similar. They're very similar, except they're not shaped circular. I mean, you can shape your beignet any way you want to shape your
beignet. I don't care about the shape. I want about the... It doesn't matter what shape it is.
They're kind of like dumplings, and sometimes they have chocolate and strawberries inside, but the ones we've been eating have just had air inside of them. And we
whoa. So they made like a fart noise when you bit into it?
Of butter.
A butt.
They're made with butter and lard and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that sounds great. Pig juice.
They're so delicious, and my brother went to pick some up the other day. Because my brother...
Were they heavy?
No. My brother went to get some because, he's here from Hawaii. And he went down to the restaurant, and the woman said to him, "You need some more sugar, baby." And he said, "I need all kinds of sugar on my beignet." Everybody, they just walk into the restaurant, and everybody becomes Creole. They become
like
Cajun
euphemism.
And Creole. I know it sounds kind of nasty, doesn't it?
I know. She went into the back to give it some special filling.
Lots of sugar on his beignet. Yeah.
So, something from a couple of weeks ago, April the 14th, in the news. We got a website called Boing Boing. That's a pretty funny name. I'll just read out the title for it. Canadian government demands a 10-page questionnaire and CV in order to seek permission to comment on an oil pipeline. Under Canada's new gutted environmental laws, members of the public who want to comment on the upcoming hearings on the new Enbridge oil pipeline must beg for permission by filling in an obscure 10-page questionnaire and submitting a CV. There's a quote from somebody: the new rules are undemocratic. They attempt to restrict the public's participation in these hearings and prevent a real dialogue about the environmental impacts of the Line 9 pipeline project, said Adam Scott of Environmental Defence. Canadians should not have to apply for permission to have their voices heard on projects that carry serious risks to their communities. Under the new rules, any Ontario resident who lives along the 639-kilometre pipeline route who wants to send in a letter about their concerns must first apply to the NB for permission to send in a letter. As of today, the public will have just 2 weeks to fill out a 10-page form which asks for a resume and references. Since when does someone's resume determine if they have the right to be concerned about what's happening in their home community, said Keith Stewart of Greenpeace Canada. Anyone who lives and works in southern Ontario could be infected by a spill, and everyone is affected by climate change. The right to send a letter of comments and have it considered by public agencies part of the basic rights and freedoms Canadians enjoy. Line 9 runs directly through the most populated part of the country, through backyards, under farms, and next to schools. The pipeline crosses every Canadian river flowing into Lake Ontario, threatening the drinking water of millions. So what can I say? First of all, you know, I'd want to certainly comment on that pipeline going around everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't even need the oil, you know, alternative fuel, you know. I don't need to say anymore, but not
you're
only
a
that,
dirty hippie. You're a dirty hippie.
Yeah, right. Give me some trees so I can hug it. But I mean, it's Oh, I'd like to say something about the pipeline. Whoa! Did you fill out the 10-page questionnaire and send us your CV? References?
Well, they're just basically saying that if you're just a dirty hippie and you have something to say, we don't care if you don't have anything.
If you
don't have letters behind them, they don't want to hear it.
What kind of questions are in there? I mean, what can it be? 10 pages of questions. Okay, Phil did a link. Can I comment now? Yeah. I think it's a bad idea.
If you live there, you have every right to say. But
yeah,
it's
right,
just another way. It's just another way for people to basically, you know, try to be elitist over others. That's all, you know?
Yeah.
Well, can I take another call?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take another call. And remember, everybody, please keep your questions simple, because we want to keep all our callers enthralled, especially if you're asking something that's like about your love life or something like that, because just, you know, it's all right, but just, you know, some people, you know, we start losing.
Keep each question limited to 2 words.
me, no, I'm just kidding.
Me, why?
But if you have anything that you want to, like, talk about that actually has to do with the subject, you know, you know what I mean? We love doing meetings. I'm not even saying anything like that. It's just sometimes, you know, we want to keep the show flowing. We want to keep everybody enthralled. But we're going to take a call.
Clap your hands when you do it. You know what I hate? It's like I see people on talk shows and stuff like that, and trying to get the point across, and they're going, "Don't you talk to me," like that, and they're clapping their hands with every word. That is just... So
I wasn't
annoying.
Doing that. Was I doing that?
Yes, you were. To be fair, you don't normally do it, but it just reminded me. That's my pet hate. You know, like if someone's having an argument and they're clapping their hands with every word. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you do it all the time. It's just a strange coincidence that you happen to do it then. But you know what I mean? Have you seen these? Have you heard about this?
Do you see my eyes?
Not really. It's breaking up.
Yeah, it's all staticky, isn't it? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right, okay.
Okay, all right, let's take the caller at 337. Hello, this is Nunu in Ville. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was calling to ask you about me and my husband having problems, and I was wondering, are we going to get through it, and when will we end? Like, when will the problems end?
When will the issues end? Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something first, and then I want to see what our guides have to say, okay? But remember something, sweetheart. The future is right now.
Okay.
The only real difference between today and, like, 5 days ago is that you laid down and woke up five times. So when we're trying to change the future, we have to change what happens today, so that when we wake up in the next today, things are different. So what I'm actually going to do is, with that bit of information that I just gave you, I'm going to do a tarot spread to see how things have evolved from just this very brief piece of information. Remember, it's about doing things differently. It's about doing things differently. But bear with me just a moment. Hold on just a moment, sweetie. Let's see. All right. Page of Cups and the happiest. Okay, so his cups are upside down. His sword is upside down. Right. Okay. Okay. And so, wow. All right. There's a lot. There's so much going on, sweetheart. But with our conversation, what I'm seeing is that you really are a very good wife. You really want to have a happy home. You really, really try to do the right things. You try to keep things simple as much as possible. You're the type of person that really does take care of a lot of people. I mean, you take care of a lot of things. And so, basically, it looks like you do have some serious trust issues with him. And he's being self-indulgent. He also seems like he's just at a place where he's not sure if he wants to be in this relationship anymore, okay? And this is very hard to hear. This is tough. This is really tough. But I'm going to tell you something. He really does recognize what you do. And he really does love you. He really does. He's just feeling very complacent. Okay, now this is the deal. I'm actually seeing you guys have some improvement. You really are having some improvement. The only thing is that I see you guys hitting this wall again. And when you hit this wall again, it kind of seems like you both just kind of need to pull back and take a little bit of a break. And during that break period, he needs to get to a place where he just realizes how much he misses you and just everything that you guys wanted to aspire to or that you guys were aspiring to back in the past. It's almost like, you know, he does see what you do, except he is taking you for granted still. I hope this makes sense. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does make
now,
sense.
Okay. Now, the only thing is, it's like, it looks like you guys make it through this. And it looks like you guys make it through this, like, just give it a couple of weeks, okay? But I'm just concerned because I feel like you guys are going to hit this wall again. And on the other side of this, this might be the point where we really do kind of need to, you know, maybe you need to stay with your mom or you know what I mean? Just somebody needs, you guys just kind of need to separate just for a second so that you can recapture certain things about yourselves that you can come back together and fall in love again. I mean, because that's really what I see needing to happen is that you need to fall in love again. Everybody's situations are different. You guys just need this, but it might be difficult for you to fall in love again when you still have the same things happening every single day. I hope this makes sense. So
yeah, it does.
Okay, so you know, we don't have a lot of time, but just think about the stuff that was said. If you need a reading, which I noticed that, you know, a lot of people really do need, it's deeper than just, you know, I know that a lot of times when people call, they want to know if everything's going to be okay. And the thing is, things are going to be okay, but there's a method to getting you to okay. And just remember what we just talked about, but we are going to have to talk big time at some point, okay? And just, you know, thanks for listening. Look for us on Facebook so that you and I can get more acquainted and we'll make things okay. But just remember that you're going to make it through this, but you're going to hit the wall again. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What
thank
now?
You.
Okay. Okay.
The wall that I'm going to hit, is it anytime soon again? I feel like I hit a wall already.
You have hit it. You have hit the wall. But the thing is, you guys are going to kind of smooth some things out just because, you know, I see you guys together for a long time. But I want you to be happy, just like you want to be happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You've hit this place where you don't trust him. He doesn't seem like he really wants to be here. He doesn't feel motivated anymore. He, you know, every little bit of extra money he gets, he spends it on himself, and it just melts away like butter. And he's not trying to build anything like he used to try to do before.
Yeah, because you know it's like. I don't want to be with someone that don't want to be with me. I don't want to try to work this out if he doesn't want to be here. It's like I'm wasting my time and it's wasting his time.
Right.
So
right.
That's the only thing I want
to. Well, he's not ready to let you go. He just isn't, I mean, you guys just aren't progressing. And that's why it looks like there's going to come a point where you do have to kind of go to your own sides of the ring. You may have to go to mama's. He may have to, you know, somebody's got to go somewhere else. And then in that process, even though it's a scary process, because I know because you have trust issues with him, you're going to be thinking, oh, my gosh, he's out here, you know, hanging out with these people in the streets. He's probably down here running around with this girl, you know, and your imagination is running wild. But the thing is, to save this marriage, you guys have to separate so that you can realize what the most important thing. I'm not seeing you at that place yet, but it does look like it's something that could happen. It's something that could happen on the other side of the summer. And that's why I'm saying we really have to sit down together and go through some real serious stuff so that you can decide on whether or not realistically you feel like he'll be able to, you know, succeed in this, or if you even want to. Okay,
yeah.
So, I mean, this is for
because
me. This
I,
is a big thing. This is your life.
Yeah, because we already went our separate. He already went his separate way, and he just recently came back. So I don't know if he's here for good, because partially his stuff is still over there where he was,
right?
And not everything is over here back home. So that's why I know he's not fully back here yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, from what I see, and I just want, you know, and from what I can see, it looks like he will bring everything back. But because this trust issue is hovering over you, you guys may end up doing the separate thing again, you know, separating again.
So I need to stop having the trust.
We need to start working on this trust. We need to start working on your trust. Yeah. But remember, I understand how to get to that place where we don't trust people, whether it's from experiences we've had in the past and other relationships, or just the fact that you saw him acting like a fool with you. You know, there's reasons that you don't trust them. You know, there's reasons. There's real reasons. However, I know you guys have been together for years, and that's one of the issues. That's one of the problems. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to say these words. Part of the issue is that you guys have been together since you were kids. This was your first love. And when you are in a relationship with someone and it's the only person you've really ever known, or it's the main basic person you've ever known, you are going to have life experiences no matter what you do. If you're breathing, you have experiences. If you're breathing, you have karma. Okay, and you're going to get those experiences, and since you've been with basically the same person, you're going to have all those experiences through him. So it doesn't matter if you've had 20 boyfriends or one, you're going to have your experiences. And if you can look at what's happening here outside of the ego and see this as a life process, you may be able to handle things a little bit better, but I realize that when we're dealing with matters of the heart, it's really hard to be intellectual. It's very difficult because when somebody's breaking your heart, you can't just say, you know what, somebody would be breaking my heart, so it may as well be you. You know, that's just not how we are. But what I'm telling you as a seer is that I know it's not over, but I also realize that there's going to come a point where you guys do have some more issues. So, but anyhow, but just to help you with today, start focusing on your trust. And if you get to the place, and it kind of seems like it may happen, where you just can't do this because you just feel you're just embarrassed or you're just frustrated, it's okay for everybody to go back to their own corners. But when you're actually taking that break, take a break. Don't sit here and call him and try to find out where he is. Don't follow him around. Don't use the kids to get him to come back around. Just take a break. And he, as a human being with a heart and a soul and a moral compass, will know what he needs to do based upon right and wrong. No matter what you say, he'll figure it out. Okay? And I hope this helps you, sweetheart. But like I said, we need to really, really talk, something that the radio show only gives you a simple sample of, okay? Yeah, and just look us up on Facebook, it's Broken Earth Radio, or you can look me up under Psychic Nunu. Okay, dear?
Okay.
All right. You hang in there.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Now, I know that the show says that we have 50 minutes left, but we really only have about 20. So there's a couple of people in the queue, and I would like to talk to them. But is there something that you wanted to say before I take another call?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to I'm kind of scared. I wonder if I should take a little break first. You know what? Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to the Gemini Diva. Can you say
Gemini Diva.
You have to be dramatic about it. The Gemini Diva. I'm sorry, we're so ridiculous. Okay, but we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Broken Earth. What's going on? Are you pressing the buttons? I don't know what's going on. Is the caller here? I don't know. I can't see what's going on. Thanks very much.
Is this the Gemini Diva?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. Oh,
the Gemini goodness. Diva.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Listen, I'm not going to take your time, but I just wanted to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for talking to my friend. This was my friend that you just spoke to just right before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to call your show because she had been going through a lot. And you mm-hmm. gave her words that I'm telling you, I couldn't even say it better myself.
Wow. Bless her heart. She didn't tell me her name. What's her name?
Her name is Cammy.
Cammy? Okay. See, I'm really worried about Cammy, to be honest. And, you know, I really am worried about her because, I mean, I'm not, you know, I hope she's hearing this so she can, you know, or you can remember this, share this with her. She is very, she has very, very, very idealistic ideas of relationships. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, she's been with somebody. I'm telling you, he has made promises her from the cradle to the grave. I see it, and I hear them. And he is letting her down in a way that is. It's like she won the lottery, and then all of a sudden, and they gave her the money, and they said, you know what? And they set it on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's really being hurt. And
right.
So, and I know that he's running around and
yeah.
with all these, anyway, I'm not, you know, I don't want to make it seem like we're gossiping, even though
right,
I'm fully aware
right.
that she can hear this and
right.
that she knows and all that. But I really would like to sit down and just kind of talk to her privately,
yeah.
because
I told her
yeah.
that she needs to follow you on Facebook because I follow you. So you want her to send you like an inbox to get your information
yeah.
how she's so private
yeah.
with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know that now remember, I mean, this is what we do for a business.
Right.
But we do have discounts for full moon and stuff like that. But she really needs more than just a quick 5-minute meeting because what's going on with her is it's, and I hope that she can play this back and hear this too, because she can hear this in the archives. Stagnating her spiritual growth. It's stagnating even her materialistic growth because she's had a hard time focusing on anything but this.
Right,
and so
right.
I understand what it's like to sit your babies in front of the TV and give them a box of Cheerios and say, go for it, because I got to go in here and cry. You know,
and
we've got to get her out of this for her to see that, you know, there's things that make us happy. See, she's grown up in a relationship, so sometimes when we grow up in love, we feel like that's everything that makes us who we are, and that's not the only thing she is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
mm-hmm.
that because you love her. You know that.
Yeah.
But it's
and,
for us
yeah.
to see it sometimes.
Right, right. Which is true, because I've been talking to her for a while. And it's, I guess after a while you turn a deaf ear to your friends because, I don't know, you just hear it just all the time. So, and I kept on telling her about you. I said, you need to call her. She is the bomb. She's so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I need to
yeah.
hear that. I really
yeah,
do.
You are good.
So
because,
did you have a question today, too? And I'm not trying to stop. I just, you know, my mouth just keeps running. But anyway,
oh,
go on.
Well, anything about my love life? You see anything coming up for me? Because the last time I talked to you, you gave me a lot of information. So I just wanted to kind of see what was any change in what you picked up in my spirit.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Right now, I'm going to tell you a couple of things, okay? I actually, I'm going to give you a real fast thing about your love life. Everything looks like it's going okay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next, like, the rest of this month and, you know, go through May, things look like they're going all right. June looks okay. The only thing is that what I'm seeing is that as far as your career is concerned, mm-hmm. this is really where your energy should be placed right now, because you've got some opportunities coming up over, like, the next 4 or 5 weeks, and this is really where your energy should be placed, because do you by chance ever do anything like the I'm already hearing no, but I'm still going to throw the question out there to you.
Okay.
You ever do office management?
I used to be in corporate. I worked in corporate America for 20 years in finance, and I was bored out of my mind. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's an opportunity coming up, and you may not care about it, but it does look like there is someone who is leaving her position, and it does look like it's going to open up something, and it actually looks like it's decent money, and it's an opportunity that looks like you may want to dabble in. You just may want to see if you may want to see.
Let me ask you. This is. I'm also like taking care of like elderly and disabled people, and this company that I'm doing this part time. I used to work for this firm back in 07, and I left. And when they downsized my job in corporate America because I was in finance, I went back to this because it's easy money. I have a funny feeling that this is where this opportunity is going to come from. Am I correct?
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. What kind of money are they going to offer me? Is it going to be something good or something that I'm going to walk away from?
Hold on just a moment. Let's see real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. It's the only number here I'm seeing is 2. So, with that being, but also this is a card that represents making ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that when you hear the number 2, I mean, it could be $20,000 more a year, but since you're doing part time, you know, you know what I mean? It
right.
could be $2 more an hour. It could be, you know, $200 more a week. You know what I'm saying? But it's a variation of 2. So hear what they have to say. See
okay.
what the money looks like concretely. If you're really interested in this, it does look like you would have more responsibilities, but it doesn't look like you would have any management. It just looks like you would have to take care of what's going on here in the office, but you wouldn't actually have to like yell at employees or anything like that. So you
yeah,
may be
no.
okay
yeah.
dealing with the records and dealing with that stuff and then not having to deal with that other stuff.
Right, right. Okay, well, good.
Okay.
You picked up something that I was thinking about because I'm suffering, not say suffering, but I'm going through empty nest syndrome, and it's kind of having me refocus.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for listening, and
okay.
Remember, tell your friend to follow us. And Bill, did you have to say something?
Yeah, don't follow us in the street, like, you know, just.
Goodness. Okay, well, I'm going to have my friend inbox you on Facebook, okay?
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's funny. So silly, Bill.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller. And we can, you know, close the show out properly, okay?
With an awesome song.
Exactly. 714, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi, Nunu. I was just hoping to see if you can tap in and see what's coming up for me.
Okay. Is there a specific area of your life that you wanted to talk about, dear?
Either, you know, career or relationship worked for me.
You just want to see what's coming up soon. Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. What's your name or what do you go by?
My name is Carlos, and I go by Carlos.
Okay. My name is Carlos, but I go by by Joe. Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. Well, you've got some things that are coming up in your love life. But you're in a place right now where you're meeting people. Okay, I'm just going to say that. But I want to give you something a little bit better than that. So we're going to move on to your career. Okay. I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. It's just that your love life is just kind of cruising. You're meeting people. I kind of see you in a position in life right now, though, where it's more about acquiring people and mingling and that sort of thing. Okay. However, here in the summertime, there does look like there's some material gain coming to you. Actually, this is not career. This is luck. You've got some really good luck coming your way. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm trying to make sure of timing. But
okay.
Did you by chance, quit a job or, leave?
I'm about to stop working as a caregiver, and I'm just a massage therapist.
Okay.
As of now,
okay.
And I'm starting to do Reiki retreats and workshops pretty soon. So
okay. But you have not. Did you actually put in a 2 weeks notice or a 3 weeks notice?
Yeah. That's exactly what has happened.
Was it 3 weeks or two?
More like three.
Okay. No, our timing is perfect because it looks like it's three. So this is
okay.
The deal. In about 1, 2, 3 more weeks. So that means this week plus two more. It looks like
right.
You actually have some really awesome luck. Okay. I mean, this is really good luck. I mean, so I'm not going to tell you to do anything crazy, but around the weekend or so, in about a couple of weeks, if you want to play any games of chance, it looks like you should.
Okay.
And as far as your retreats that you're starting, it does look like you and one of your buddies are going to be going into this, and it looks like it's something that's going to be very, very good for you to do. It's actually the cycle that you're going into starting in the July time period does bring you some pretty awesome changes. And so, I want you just to kind of don't worry about any solid things right now because
okay.
It looks like you're going to be changing and doing this and doing that, but you're going to be making it. Okay, you're just – and remember, too, you're just really lucky time frame, too.
Right.
All right. Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much, Nunu.
Thank you, Carlo.
You're awesome.
Have a good one.
For you, girl.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
But you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
We have got some awesome stuff coming up on some of the next shows. I'm not exactly sure when he'll be talking to us, but Bob Register, who is from Nashville, he's starting a country music. I don't think it's actually country music, but it's a ghost hunting, ghost tour, and he's going to be touring famous places around Nashville, or maybe it's Tennessee, but it's around the Mid-South. He's got like Loretta Lynn's property and some other people that he's going to be taking pictures, but he's starting a thing, and he's going to be coming and talking to us. I'm not exactly sure when. We'll let you know. Really excited about that. And did you have something you wanted to say, dear?
Well, I should have the final part of the interview with Colin Doyle set up maybe for next week. Something I can promise and talk about is Mel's Hall, but it's quite, you know, there's quite a lot of information to go with it. I'll have to get my facts straight and we can talk about that. That's just weird. That's just it. I mean, the only thing I can say is, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, Facebook, if you want to get in contact with me, Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. And that is all for now.
We're talking about Hell's Hole next week.
Are we? I better.
You better get educated on his call.
And you better get educated as well.
It's like you're trying to get me back about something, but there's nothing to get me back about.
That's what you think.
Well, thanks a lot for listening, you guys. We'll see you next week this time. Remember, add us to Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Broken Earth Radio, Psychic Nunu. You know, do that. It's going to be awesome. We'll stay in touch. All that good stuff. And have a wonderful week.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed under cold, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed under gold, flying purple people eater.
I like joy, joy,
flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste. And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals. And everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.